meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Benji and Joel are both here from Good Charlotte, which, according...
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, thank you over there.
Dr. Drew was all the buzz when he was in Portland for the big stink a few months ago.
All the rave in Paris.
Yes, true. Drew?
And then I said, you know, that thing, that event you were supposed to have been at.
We do really well in Portland and...
exquisitely defensive at that point.
Well, here's what happened with our Portland affiliate. We were supposed to go up there and do the big radio concert thing. I agreed on the date. We all agreed on the date. And I said, I'll be there on that date. And then they moved the date.
Yeah.
And then I said, and this is weird when people do this. Like, you agree, you go, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. Then they go, yeah, we got to move it 2 weeks later. And you go, well, it's not going to work. I'm going to be in Europe. And they're like, psh.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want to cancel? You think I'm lying? Which is it? Do you know what I'm saying?
That's not like us.
Is this what you guys sit around and argue all day?
Yep. I got yelled at today.
By your brother?
Because we in our,
I was 15 minutes late. It's
because
we're trying to get
discipline in our band, because our band, we've always been kind of slackers. So we're like, you know, we need to work on this, because, you know, we're becoming adults here. We need to work on this.
Yeah.
The only person that can't get it is Joel.
I haven't slept all week long. Today I got an hour and a half to sleep. I fell asleep and then...
We don't actually turn slackers into adults by just telling them... Stop being slackers.
Thanks. Well, we just said, you know, we need to start having, like, we need, if we say we need to be here at 1, we need to be here
so
at 1.
So then we get to, so I'm late, so we get to the in-store late. We did an in-store, and then there was a Starbucks next door, and I wanted to get some caffeine, because I was trying to wake up. So I leave, and I didn't tell anyone, because I wanted to go get some, you know, I got some tea. And then I came back, they're all yelling at me. We love that.
Whatever.
But everything's cool that you do that doesn't involve promptness or conformity. Isn't that just rock and roll?
Yeah, man, that's rock and roll. Go to Starbucks and get some tea.
Well, I mean, you know, oversleep, show up late, make the fans wait, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's a power move.
Don't really think about it that much, but... Yeah. I was just, you know, not ready. Now he wears sunglasses even inside.
I think I would be the Joel and you'd be the Benji.
No, I don't think we both are so exquisitely aware of our environment.
No, really?
Neither of us could be the Joel.
Yeah, but I'm a rebel.
Oh, yeah.
Joel's a rebel. I'm a rebel. Joel's a rebel name. I mean, you name your kid Joel.
Do you know what Joel means? I'm sorry about that. Joel doesn't mean rebel.
No, it's Hebrew. See, to me it means
it's Hebrew,
rebel,
proclaimer
man.
Of God.
I mean, that's the guy who heads. that's a guy who heads up the Hell's Angel chapter.
Joel.
Hey, Joel.
Want to hear his middle name?
Joel. Like,
you want to hear his middle name?
Big bad Joel.
Joel Rubin.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a badass
name,
Joel.
Yeah.
It's also the name of a cowboy who cleans up a town.
Joel.
Sheriff Joel. You know, his gunslinger.
Whatever, dude. He,
the law is his six gun. He's Big Bad Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Joel.
But when you look at me, how can you say, look at Benj, and then look
I
at
prefer
me.
To pronounce it Joel.
Shut up, whatever.
Isn't that the name? Joel, fighter pilot, plays by his own rules.
But then there's like Joel Gray.
Fighter pilot.
No, I'm kidding, Drew. Joel's a wuss name. Okay. Are you kidding? Are you high?
Thanks, man.
Is that not a guy over six foot named Joel?
Thank you.
Not a guy over 155 pounds named Joel.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm 155. 5'9", 154 pounds right there.
That's right. I'm a badass. Oh, you could still get fat later on.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong. All right, so we're going to hear something from Good Charlotte and a few. Let's take some calls first. Seth? Seth, that's another badass name.
Seth!
Sheriff Seth.
What are you doing?
Seth sounds like a soccer player.
What's happening, Seth?
Not really.
18, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
Well, sort of. Well, I was making dinner the other night and I was chopping up some habanero peppers. Mm-hmm. And I cooked them and ate and everything. And then I went to the bathroom and
Hold on a second. There's something sounds bogus about this already.
There is, but I'm with him. It sounds rehearsed. It doesn't sound bogus.
Yes.
Yet. It's rehearsed.
But rehearsed to me is
maybe he wrote it down.
Maybe he gets nervous.
It's the first thing we check for in Bogosi, but he may have rehearsed it. Okay.
Go ahead, Seth.
He's an idiot.
Okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
And I went to the bathroom, and I guess I touched my balls or something, because it started burning real bad. And I kind of want to know if there's anything, any long-term kind of thing that could happen from...
No, it's just...
Seth, is that a real, legitimate concern of yours? That you touched a pepper, scratched your nuts, and now you'll be, paralyzed? You won't be able to work, you won't be able to go to college.
Alzheimer's.
Won't be able to have children.
Never know. No.
Yo, when I was in high school, I got Ben Gay rubbed on my balls.
Really?
And
Who did that?
It was they. That's a long story. But I got taped to the bench in the locker room.
Right.
And they took Ben Gay and put it on my nuts.
Many a young male's had Ben Gay put on his nuts and survived. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
And so the capsaicin from a little jalapeno is not going to hurt him either. By the same token, you put hydrocarbons on your nuts. Like a paint thinner or something.
Gasoline.
Right?
Gasoline.
My friend Brian
maced
his balls.
That will really hurt.
That hurts. Your friend Brian maced
his balls.
Were they trying to rape him or what?
No, it was for my friends. They were making this sort of video. They own a skate company, and basically, he does all this crazy stuff. He's stapled his balls, stapled his ass.
Yeah.
Stapled his ass.
Yeah. Used a taser on his nuts.
Stapled his ass to something?
No, stapled
just closed.
Just stapled like
stapled
a paper
closed?
To it.
Stapled. Okay.
No, but so like he's done all that and it still works. So
yeah. They're the testes are amazingly resilient.
So that's rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
He's the one of the most rock and roll people I know.
Yeah.
It's funny when you as a adolescent male when you want to do something extreme,
you do it to your nuts.
First thing you go is the nuts. That's home base for extreme.
Number two. Because second base.
Yeah, ass.
Your ass.
Ass, because the thing is no matter what, like if you said put a cigarette red out on or hold a magnifying glass whatever it is.
Put an anvil on.
There's no better part.
Balls,
yeah,
man.
If you see ankle, knee, elbow, nope, nuts.
Which coincides with the, like, oh, he's got balls, you know what I mean? He's a real man, he's got balls. Well,
yeah, he's doing something to his balls.
Jalapenos.
Lisa?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Wait. Oh, yeah. I have a question for Benji and Joel. I want to know what are their views on when people say they're not punk and sellouts?
They are punk.
I say to them, what do you mean? Like, what is this word, sellout?
Like,
what do you mean?
A lot of like my friends, they say that you're not punk anymore.
How old is she?
Like 17.
Oh, well,
you
then.
You guys are going to have to do something to your nuts.
Yeah, I guess. You tell them that I've got a staple gun to my balls right now.
Wait,
well, first
then, like,
off, well, hold on a second.
It's a 14-year-old.
Joel's name is Joel.
Yeah.
How could he not be hardcore?
Look
are
at
you
me.
Kidding
Joel
me?
Ruben.
It's Joel.
You guys aren't going to play San Francisco.
You want to know something? I'll tell you what we do.
We are, actually.
We run around at night and put people's mailbox flags up. Actually. Stuff like that. We ring doorbells and
Run away.
To answer your question about playing San Francisco, we're going to play San Francisco. We just added a week onto our tour in December. So we are playing California.
I wanted to see you guys again because I saw you guys at Slim's and at Warped Tour.
Well, don't worry. We're coming back. And the whole punk and sellout thing, you know, decide for yourself. That's the biggest cliche, I think, in punk rock.
You got to say what
history.
Adam would say to somebody.
I was
him.
Crying because my phone was going dead.
All right, baby. All right. Good times. Good times. Yeah, you know what you do with these kids?
They all ask that, by the way.
Because I got to deal with pain in the ass kids once in a while, too, is don't answer their question because you're selling out by virtue of answering their question.
Thank you.
So next time, watch, Drew, we'll do a little recreation.
Okay.
Hey, I'll be Benji. I'll have my own punk band.
Right.
You ask. You pretend,
hey,
pretend we're somewhere. You ask. Hey, go ahead.
What do you say when people say you've sold out? You're not punk anymore, dude.
Beat it. Beat it.
Joseph, kiss my ass.
Beat it.
Kiss my balls.
That's it. Just beat it. Just beat it.
Say,
that's,
beat
all,
it,
that's all you have to say. And now there's nothing more punk than scaring a 14-year-old girl.
Actually,
Actually, today at the signing, a kid came up to me and asked me that, and I didn't answer.
He waited 3 hours in line, by the way.
Said something, I don't know. And I didn't answer him. I just took my Sharpie and I threw it at his forehead and hit him.
It works.
What is that impulse?
And I said, get out of here.
Like this, wait in line for a band.
Especially the wait in line part.
And be critical when you get there.
Yeah, the girl who did that to me was like at Circuit City, and she was like, are you as big an asshole in real life as you are on the radio? That's her question to me. It's the only words that came out of her mouth.
And so the only two that came out of Adam's?
Beat it! And she ran away.
All these kids on the internet, you know.
It stops, and then word spreads. It's like, don't mess with those. Well, first off, you wouldn't mess with a guy named Joel anyway, but Benji seems like an easy target. You'd come up to him, but after the word spreads that you told them all to beat it, everyone leaves you alone.
He's like a feeble little...
They're
Benji
scared.
Sounds like a little poodle
little dog.
Yeah, like
yeah. Well, next to a name like Joel, yeah.
It's robust.
We all do. We have four of the pussiest names in the universe here. We got Drew and Adam and Benji and Joel. Like, what if you found out
you should start a gang
that Adam, Drew, Benji, and Joel wanted to rumble with you? You'd be like, just send one guy. He'll kick those pussies' asses.
Get your singlets out. Let's wrestle.
That doesn't sound scary at all, does it? Benji and Joel and Drew and Adam want to come by?
I think Benji's a very intimidating name. Benjamin.
Beat it. Yeah, Benji is intimidating. Like, if a guy named Benji's got to be a badass. That's such a pussy name. He's got to be a maniac.
That or he carries mace.
He's got to be packing. You got to pack.
I'm the only dude I know that carries mace.
Boy named Sue.
You got to mace your buddy's balls. Samantha?
Hey.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Popular age.
First of all, can I just say that you guys are really awesome?
Thank you.
And... yeah.
Are you talking to me or Adam and Drew?
I'm talking about all of you.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah.
What's up?
And,
well, she's from Maryland, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, before I say anything, will you do me a huge favor?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay. Will you take my friend's call soon? Her name's Katie, and she's from Maryland.
Let me handle this. Beat it!
No.
Oh, you're so lucky that button didn't work.
No.
Hang up on you.
Okay.
That's fate.
He really tried to hang up on you.
Keep talking.
Okay, Benji and Joel.
Yeah?
I have two questions for you.
Yes.
I wanted that to happen next time.
What was your inspiration for, the new record? Because you guys seemed kind of, fixated on death. I don't know. I was just like, wow, you guys talk about death a lot.
Well, we've, lost some friends over the last year or so, and, we think about death a lot. Also, you think about death, and when I think about death now, death's something that usually I think everyone, is scared of, and in the past couple of years, I've just sort of realized, well, it's just death.
Yeah.
It's
hard to argue with that. You could say tapioca is just tapioca. You could almost do it with anything.
Atomic bomb. Yeah,
just whatever word you say first, you can say it's the second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think...
It's something that we're all going to have to face.
I think as Americans, we're scared we're going to be bored when we're dead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This eternity spent staring at the inside of the lid of the coffin or at the side of the urn. We have this feeling like... we're so narcissistic. It's like, we'll be dead. Sure, my body will be dead, but I'll just be bored because I'll have no body to inhabit. I think you'll know zero. That's, it's like, look, if you ever been put under, you ever had surgery, you ever had anyone knock you out? I've had this a couple of times. You go down for 3 or 4 hours. You're not bored. You're nothing. There's just nothing. If you never woke up, I don't think you would ever know it. You're just nothing. And I get the feeling that's death, but you shouldn't worry about that much. It's just what you were before you were here.
I think I'm going to come back as a basketball player.
How bored were you before you were something? And I'm guessing that's how bored you'll be after you're nothing. Thank you. You guys want to kill yourselves with me, Drew?
Well said.
Thank you. Let's hear something from Good Charlotte, shall we?
All right.
Drew?
I'm ready.
Going for his pager already?
No, I'm looking to see what time it is.
All right, buddy. You're not going to make a phone call?
No.
All right. The Young and the Hopeless is the name of the CD, and the first song is called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
See it on TV, reading a magazine. Thank you.
Good
Thank
Charlotte, everybody. Benji and Big Bad Joel in the studio tonight. And that's my kind of music. That's what I like. It's right. Nice. And nice harmonies and
you
stuff.
You can have
you
that
know?
CD.
Wasn't, now, Joel, you're making fun of his name this. Pretty harshly. Thanks. Wasn't there always a big sort of steroided out Joel in the weight room? There's always that Joel sort of wrestler.
I never knew
kind
another
of
Joel. No. But everyone,
yes, come on.
I really hated it when I said, hi, my name's Joel. And they go, oh, cool, Joe, nice to meet you.
Joe.
I'm like, you know, it always happens. And I'm like, no, that's been the L.
Well, this is my has been my contention for a long time. The Derricks and the Dirks and all these kind of things. We got to just clean them up and eliminate one. We got the Taras and the Taras, and there's that's always a pain in the ass. The Susans and the Suzannes, and what's the
that's the one? That's the one.
Christine.
The Andrea and the Andrea.
No, there's the Andrea, the Andrea and the Andrea, the Andrea. It's just, we should just, it's just
and
one.
I heard that.
Just one.
I heard that. You meet a girl and she tells you her name and then you sit there and go, what is it? Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Right.
You know?
And
you don't, if you get it wrong, you know, you look like a jerk.
No, I always just tell them I don't care. Whenever anyone corrects me on their name, it's just always like,
it,
shut up.
Beat it.
Shut up.
You should write a book because I'd read it and live
called
that.
Called Beat
really?
It?
Really?
Yep.
Think of any levels Adam's book should be called Beat It.
With an audio sample when you open it.
That was well done.
Jessica?
Yes?
Drew made a joke, Jessica.
Really?
Yeah, so he's...
Does anyone ever call you Jesse?
Yes.
Jess?
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
You're 14, Jess. What's
Hi,
up?
It's a popular age, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I love you guys. You have no idea. I just wanted to tell
Thanks,
you that your first album...
Yeah?
It was, like, the best, like, album I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Like, my friend, he was really, really sick. He had cancer.
Oh, wow.
And
sorry.
Yeah, it was really sad. He's still like really sick.
Oof.
And he like loves your guys' music. You have no idea.
Hey, well, tell him we said hi. Keep
okay,
his head up.
And, can you do me a favor and say hi to Les?
Hi, Les. Hey, Les.
Is that the perfectly healthy guy? What about saying hi to the guy whose body is riddled with cancer?
Josh.
Josh, what's up?
That's a badass name, that Josh. Could you imagine if Josh, Adam, and Joel, and Benji were all coming at you down a dark alley?
Scary.
Jessica, what state are you in?
I'm in Washington.
Seattle, like Seattle area? Well, come to our show and we'll like give you something to take to Josh for us.
When is it?
I think in December.
Hold on. December?
I think so.
Oh, we
we're still adding dates. We're still adding dates right now.
Wow, you guys are really moving around.
Well, let me say this too, Drew. Do you have to tell anybody who's 14 or 15 years old anymore anything that they can't just get on the computer?
Yeah,
and
the
find?
Internet. You know, you said
it's ridiculous that we sit here like retards every night and read all these dates out.
Yeah,
just check the website.
Everyone just hops on a computer and figures out what's what. Is there any piece of information you could keep
you
from anybody?
You don't have to. Say you know, there's website. You just do a Google Good Charlotte. Boom, they're on their website.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, but they're friends. Everyone's even if you don't have a computer, you got one at school, like in the library or whatever. All right, should we take a break, Drew?
Yes, sir.
We should?
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, who do you want to talk to?
I'm waiting to get some...
Crazy religious parents,
sure,
raped by 32-year-old boyfriend.
Ooh.
Hmm? What
both,
do you think?
Both.
Both?
Both of them.
All right, we'll start with the crazy religious parents, and then we'll get to the 32-year-old boyfriend rape. Good Charlotte here tonight, Benji and Joel from the band, and we'll be right back after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Good Charlotte is in here. Benji and Joel from the band.
Thank you.
The Young and the Hopeless is the name of the CD. We'll hear something else off it in the 11 o'clock hour.
Came out last Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
So it's brand new. Still fresh. Yeah, and you guys, if you want to find out about the band, tour dates, and things like that, just go onto their website.
GoodCharlotte.com.
Say it again.
GoodCharlotte.com.
See?
Creative
very
name.
Easy.
Creative name.
Well,
thank you.
You got to be smart when you're doing these things, Drew. Yeah. Sean?
Yeah. You first of all, yeah, Good Charlotte, you guys are cool. And Adam and Drew, you guys rock.
Thanks.
But anyways, my question is, my parents, they think that rock music is, like, so horrible and evil because they're, like, all Christian and stuff. Mm. They even think that Christian rock music is bad.
Wow.
And they just won't, like, let me listen to it. I mean, I still do, and I, like, buy CDs and stuff.
crap, right?
Are you the only child?
That's the devil. That's the devil beating those kids.
How old is your sister?
She's 17.
Has she had problems, or have they sort of learned of the devil through her?
Brainwashed her.
They brainwashed. So she buys into all this.
Can I? Because I know where you're coming from.
Do you guys have that kind of?
Well, okay. I have to say, my mom. She's not. Me and my mom have a great relationship now, but looking back, she was a little crazy at times. She ripped a Rancid poster off my wall one time.
Oh, really?
I have to say, just hang in there, because then when you move out, you know, you get old. You know what? Here's the thing. But you know what? This is what you do. Let me tell you how to get them. Take a Sharpie and write 666 on your forehead. And, like, just come down for dinner one night and just act like, you know, nothing's wrong.
This is the subject that definitely hits close home, because I'm a person of really great faith. You know, I'm a Christian, and I have, like, a very strong faith, but I don't agree with most Christians because the same reason you're talking about. You have those parents that they find their place in church, and it kind of becomes their whole lifestyle of, like, controlling things, and they get freaky, and they'll take away your music. And
they're
like,
weird.
And it's just weird, and you can't really relate.
Well, it seems to me what you got to do, Sean, and I think what the guys are saying in their own way is, as long as you're living at home, you just can't screw with your parents too much. They have to think, here's what it's got to be. You know those movies where guys get put in prison camps during World War II and they're planning their escape the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
But their whole idea is not to let the commandant find out that they're up to anything, so they act like model prisoners. You need to act like a model prisoner and get your grades up and be doing whatever you want to do, just not in front of them. And I'm not talking about slamming heroin. I just mean if you want to listen to some music, leave the
And you know how
outside.
They were all huddled around this little radio? That's right. You right now with your rock music. You're
That's
huddled
right.
around. But you know, you also got to know that your parents, they're not against you. I mean, they're thinking that they're doing the right thing.
Right.
This is the latter
you
got to
know that they care about you, but they're just kind
of
weird.
This is the latter-day modern version of the Waltons.
Right.
They just huddle around listening to Good Charlotte on the radio.
One day you go far away to some college and you have a bisexual experience and you know it's
announce
great.
Announce
it's your parents.
Yeah, you know.
Go get yourself a hooker.
Bring your buddy Chet home with you for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
Your mom catches him blowing you in the bathroom.
I mean,
the way it works.
You know, man, I don't know about all that. Just hang in there and you'll learn on your own.
Getting tattooed. They'll love it.
It does. I used to work with a bunch of born-agains, and I worked with a Jehovah, and all we did was one job was installing closets.
He's got names for them.
We painted commercial office buildings. The point is, me and these guys were trapped in the same room for hours and hours and hours painting it or installing closets, and we'd have to listen to Christian-approved radio stations, and at a certain point, I went nuts, and I said, look, can't we just put on some rock and roll? Just put it on KLOS and let's just hear some rock and roll, for Christ's sake. It's not going to kill you. So I said, let's just try it out. Let's see what happens, you know. And we put it on and it was Bob Seger singing Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. No, it was a nice song. Yeah, and I go, okay, listen, Main Street, Bob Seger. This is a nice song. This is a friendly song. There's nothing wrong with this song.
I'll tell you.
And they all looked at me and they went, you don't know what this song's about? And I went, no. And
heroin.
The guy's going into town to get a whore. And I was like, oh, yeah. All right. Back to Striper. You guys are right. Listen to that song one day, Drew. He's heading into town and shopping a whore. He's going down to Main Street to get a whore.
My mom tried to get us into Striper.
Oh, really?
Didn't work.
No, we used to have a little radio. We'd go in the pantry bench and
we had
to
Rancid
Pantera.
Let's Go on tape.
And we'd steal the headphones back and forth and we'd be like bobbing our head in the air. No, it's my turn. Take them from each other.
See, to me, the Christian rock is like when they come out with these dietetic bars, but this one's fudge, nougat, and peanut butter. Diet bar, you know, it's kind of weird. It's a conflict.
Yeah. You know what?
It doesn't
I appreciate
never going to work.
But I appreciate the sincerity and like the sentiment of it, but it can't relate to kids. And for me, it's not easy. I'm a Christian and I'm in rock and roll.
It's like Mr. Rogers.
And I get heat from Christians and then I get heat from like people that aren't Christians or whatever.
Right.
So I'm in the middle of it all because
you got to be rebelling against everybody.
But what's your
crazy.
Answer? What's your answer?
Beat
when
it.
Heat? There you go.
Beat it.
That's your new answer. Anne?
Hi.
Anne, 22.
Hi, Anne.
What's up?
On the weekend of my birthday, which was back in August 30th, my boyfriend drove down from where he lived to pick me up, and on Friday night we went out to a restaurant, and we went.
This is your 22nd birthday.
Yeah.
And how old is your boyfriend?
32.
And where are you from?
Minnesota.
And how do you know your boyfriend?
He was the best man at my sister's wedding.
And that's where you met?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How long were you together?
Or have you been together?
A month and a week. All of August and the first week of September.
Okay. So basically you're like seeing each other on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
So he drives down to take you out for your birthday.
Uh-huh.
And after the dinner, we went out to the movie. And then the thing is that my parents are gone this weekend, my birthday. So this would be like the perfect time for him.
I'm mad at them too for that move, by the way.
Yeah. How dare they?
Yeah.
For him to do everything.
That cadence.
And I can't talk to my parents about this kind of stuff.
About what?
What happened?
Because I got raped.
You got raped?
Had you not slept with him before this?
No.
Were you a virgin before this?
Yeah.
How did this all go down? What happened?
After Friday, and because it was dark, and it was like 11:30 by the time everything got finished, the dinner, the movie, everything.
Hold on a second. I got to confer with my mates here, the badasses, Benji, Joel.
Why is she with a 32-year-old?
Well, there's a concrete.
Why is she 22 is the bigger question.
Yeah, talking like a
Five or six-year-old relates a story.
Yeah, very concrete.
It was late because it was dark.
Yeah, the lights were out, and it was late, and it was all over.
Yeah.
What?
No,
very concrete.
So here's the question. Why is she? Was she still virgin? By the way, we're trying to get to the bottom of this. I don't want to seem like we're picking on her too much. Still a victim. This guy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's a different issue.
Well, hear the rest of the story. Yes, he deserves.
I'm just trying to dissect her first.
Right. Anne.
Yeah?
What's up with you? Why are you still a virgin? Or were you still a virgin at 22?
Not that it's a bad thing, just wondering.
No, just curious.
Because where I lived, it was an extremely small town. I grew up in a very small town, and there were no guys worth dating there.
You're fat. Okay.
True, please.
And did anybody ever touch you or do anything weird to you when you were growing up?
No.
Adam, anybody touch you or do anything weird to you when you were growing up?
No.
Is your mom and your dad still at home?
Did you get?
I got it.
Took too long. Yeah. Ann, what happened growing up? Anything?
I was in the hospital for 2.5 years.
Very interesting.
For 2.5 years?
For what?
Why?
For my seizure disorder.
Okay.
Uh-huh. How old were you?
The concrete thinking.
It started when I was 5.5.
It's funny, I said 5 or 6 in a weird way.
Yeah.
All right. Is it okay? Is it under control now?
Right now it is, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that explains a couple of things. So let's get back to this guy and what he did. So he raped you. He was in your house. You were alone with him. Your parents were out of town.
Actually, no, that's after Friday, we went back to his place, back up to his place. He lives in a different city than I do.
You took him. He took you there.
Yeah.
After the movie.
On Saturday.
Did you ask to go there? Did you say no? Don't take me there. Did he abduct you?
Hold on. What's after the movie Saturday?
I don't know. Stay with me. All right. Did he abduct you and take you there?
No, I had agreed that I wanted to like meet all of his family up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just like, come on, let's go.
So right. I said, fine. I'll pack a bag. My parents. I'll tell them what I'm doing, and then we can go. And so on Saturday, we were up where he lives, and we live 80 miles apart. So
is that concrete quality again?
Right, 80 miles.
Now it's down to what day it happened, and
All right, hold on a second, Ann. Let me let me put a little fire under this story. All right, I'm gonna be the metronome here. I'm gonna pace this baby up. We're going to double time now.
Ready and go.
Saturday night was the night he raped you. Yes?
Yes.
And he raped you at his house.
Yes. And no one was there.
Did you say no?
I didn't ask for it. I didn't consent to it.
Did you say no?
No.
You did not say no.
I asked him, what are you doing? He just gave me this look of like, what are you, stupid?
Well, Okay, and so he was he violent with you?
Did he force you?
He,
one of the things about being a patient when you're 5 years old, you learn to be a patient. You learn to be helpless and have people do things to you and just sit and tolerate that. That's a common consequence of having been in that kind of situation for a long period of time. So when people start doing stuff for you and you're made to feel helpless again, you sort of freeze up.
Right.
But he doesn't know that's going on with you. I mean, not to say he shouldn't try to be sensitive to it. He really, really may not have picked up the clues.
Did you tell him to stop?
No, she's...
No?
I was so scared. I didn't know. This is the paralysis
okay. thing.
Well, it doesn't make you wrong, though.
No. I'm trying to figure out whether you need to call the cops or not.
Because
he may not have much of a case if the guy's like, well, she was my girlfriend.
What did you tell him afterwards? What did you say afterwards?
He asked me if I liked it, and I just gave him an answer to just get him off of me and just, you know, just...
What was the answer?
I said it was fine.
Oh, really?
It sounds to me like, just from talking to you, you sound kind of scared and helpless. And, and not that, you know, it's your fault or anything, but it sounds to me like, I don't know.
Hey,
I have a feeling this guy would be shocked if he were to find out that he had done something to you didn't want.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that he shouldn't have been more sensitive, but I think he would.
At the same time, you don't sound like to me, and this isn't an insult because you sound like a really nice girl, but you're 22 years old, but you don't sound like you're 22. Like, I'm 23, and I've got friends that are 22, 23, and you don't sound like the 22-year-old girl that should be going out with a 32-year-old.
Right, that's right. But she doesn't know that she's...
I sound like a kid on the answering machine.
You don't need a 32-year-old guy. This guy's too far ahead of you.
You do need some therapy, and
Whereas you're a virgin, and he's been having sex for 15 years.
Right, you got to catch up. You got to get some support. Got to work through these feelings of helplessness. You got to have an evaluation to see whether this was a rape or not.
Did you break up with this guy?
He broke up with me. He dumped me on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Ann, here are the two things, because we got to go to break. Get some therapy for what happened to you when you were younger.
And now, too.
And now. And number two, I don't think I'd go through life looking at myself as being raped. I know it's not for me to decide that, but you had a boyfriend. You went to the guy's house. You guys became intimate. He kept going. You never said stop. You may feel like you're raped, but why walk through life going, I got raped, I had my virginity stolen, I'm a victim of rape?
It's a resurrecting of her old feelings of helplessness, and she can't do anything.
But why do it?
At the same time, you know, find out if you were raped.
Right. Ask Mr. Al. All right, let's take ourselves a little break.
When we get back,
everyone who's been raped ever is calling up. It's rape theme night. What? Liz is calling. She orgasms every other time she pees. That's better. Wow. I may rape myself.
Me too. Have some water.
This is your radio. Radio. Loveline will be right back.
My God, I'm being raped! Help! Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
I'm Dr. Benji.
Henry Rollins coming in here tomorrow night. Joel and Dr. Benji in here from Good Charlotte. Dr. Drew in here from Pasadena. And Drew, talking to Drew about cars. Drew, think how much better your life would be if you would just listen to me when we have our initial conversations. You know what I'm saying? About everything. Cars, management, everything.
You're never wrong about cars, ever.
You're never wrong about anything. I'm never wrong about anything, Drew. Just do what I tell you to do. That's it. It'll all work out. And if it doesn't, you blame me.
All right, fair enough. That's good. I'll take no responsibility myself. Give it all, Paul, to you.
Oh, you know what the problem is I'm considered a blowhard by many people that don't adore me. You have to worship me. If you worship me, then it's like
it's
Moses coming down from the mountain.
Yeah,
but if you're Drew, and it's like, this guy went to junior college. I know that's his mantra. Every time I talk to him, every time I start listening to me, I'll tell you what it's going to be like. Drew's always going, this guy went to junior college.
Is that community college?
You're assuming way too much self-esteem on my part. Way too much to give me that kind of thought process.
I know, but Drew, you have zero self-esteem and you're a snob. Simultaneously. Now, which is it going to be? Liz?
Yes?
Start listening to me, Drew. You're 17. What's up?
All right. First of all, I'd like to say that I love you guys, and I watched The Man Show tonight. It was so awesome.
Thank you. Which one was it?
The one where you did a bit about being Gasoline Boy.
Oh, yeah, it was at the gas station.
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second. Drew, remember when we were doing media training? I sit around and I think over the weekend, I stew about this over the weekend, when we were first starting Loveline, the TV show, our idiot, and horrible, and these publicists, horrible, rotten, vile people were telling us we had to kill a Saturday doing media training, and we had to do mock interviews and answer questions and be trained how to answer questions in an interview situation. What did I say, Drew?
Beat it.
Waste of time. Yeah. Let's go. I stood up in the middle of it, and I said, let's go. What are we doing here? It's beautiful outside. Let's leave. But no, not Drew. No, he wouldn't listen.
Stuck it out.
He wouldn't listen. He wouldn't listen.
That was, which one is that? I remember a weekday one. That was
media training.
Up in the upstairs there.
Upstairs.
So you've done media training. I thought they only did that
Drew
for like
did
boy
media
bands.
Training. Well, I just sat there like an idiot.
No, I just remember. Man, what the hell was it he asked you? When
he
you
was
went
in there with
the
O-Town.
Camera?
I wouldn't
you
talk.
You should start a boy band of like doctors.
Well, first he wouldn't talk, and then he finally went, what do you think about?
The point is Drew, will you just start listening to me? Yes. Just listen to me.
Yes, yes.
Please.
I'm better about it now, am I not?
Liz?
Yes?
You're 17, I'm sorry.
Yes, no, that's
okay. So you love the man show, yeah?
I love your rants anyway. Okay. Love Dr. Drew. I like Good Charlotte. They're really cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're all covered.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's great. Okay. I masturbate like once or twice a week. And then I have orgasms. I have sometimes two or three. And that's really great. And I'm okay with that. But sometimes when I go to the bathroom, like especially when I'm at school, I have these like little mini intense orgasms. And I make little funny noises when I'm in the bathroom. And that's kind of embarrassing.
And you can't control
funny noises like you're making on the phone.
No, not that. Like, you know, just sometimes like something like that. Ooh. Or like...
And you're telling
that, what was
and,
that last
and,
one?
And, no, just and you're telling right. us for what reason? Like, what are you calling to ask?
You're wondering why this
you're just
happens.
Trying to like entertain some guys over the radio?
No.
I'm just playing with you.
That's funny.
Do you wear a uniform? That's all it. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
No,
stupid.
It's not
a bad question.
College, so.
What's that, Liz?
I go to community college, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
17?
Yeah.
Did you graduate early?
Yeah, I graduated in June.
Smarty pants.
So, what's the deal? Well, what you're asking...
Well, okay, I'm asking if that's normal or if I need to be checked out for that.
No, you don't need to be checked out for it.
Uh-huh.
I bet you have that happen sort of like for the day or so after you've masturbated. Is that right? You're more likely to do that then?
Yeah, more likely.
It's sort of an irritation that happens. And it's,
really?
Yeah, it's very common. It's not a big deal.
It happens to me all the time.
And the fact that you're multi-orgasmic is what this is about. You're one of those lucky few.
I hope Mom's not listening.
Hi, Mom. And
all right.
So you're blessed.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing you can do about it.
Good for you. Good for you. The Australians would say good on you.
Yeah. They'd like to do that. Gabby?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Well, basically, my boyfriend and I pretty much broke up because he thinks I'm cheating, and I'm not. I never have. I'm extremely faithful.
If you're listening, Scott.
That's right.
Liar! Liar, whore, you know it!
Yeah, well, I mean, I can understand where he's coming from. When we first were going out, we were very sexually active. And now it's gotten to, I just don't get turned on anymore. It's not him. I'm just not able to get horny anymore. And when we first met, I had just been involved in stripping. Mm-hmm. And I did it for about 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, and...
I heard the money's good, so it wasn't just involved.
You know what? The money is so good, but it's so
I was kidding. I was kidding. I don't want to hear about it.
It is good.
It's hard on
it's
your soul.
It's really hard on your soul.
No, tell me, what happened?
You got to wear the stiletto heels, Drew. It's rough.
Not your,
about your feet.
That. It's really hard on, you. On your inner person, you know, and I...
What do you experience? Well, that's the opposite thing. What is it that's difficult? What does it do to you?
It really makes you feel like a piece of me, and you just...
How does it make you feel about men?
Well, I haven't had very good experiences with men.
All right, but hold on. I would argue that stripping doesn't make you feel bad or hate men. It's wanting to strip.
Predisposition
to hate guys
already.
What it
is that you're sexually abused when you're growing up or physically abused.
Mm-hmm.
Which was it for you, both?
It was, well, I don't know what you'd consider. It was more involved with a couple boys that were a little older than I was, and they just kind of humiliated me.
All right.
That's a start.
Yeah, so it's probably something even happened before that.
All right. Well,
so anyway,
no.
Be that as it may. Then a way of trying to empower herself is to get involved in this situation where she is the focus of the attention, using her sexuality to control men.
Yeah.
Then they hate men for participating with them in this thing that makes them feel so demeaned.
Yeah.
So it's a never-ending cycle.
Mm-hmm. Some of them.
Those
are the ones that just want to party.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I see.
You know what's interesting is every girl who's ever had some kind of, like, whether they stripped or whether they were, like, crazy party bisexual girl or any of those girls that are crazy, like, have that kind of alter, like, the stripping lifestyle or whatever.
Girls gone wild.
They never have... There's always something more to their... There's always something more, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. It's the opposite of what they show,
yeah.
Which is ironic.
Like, they show the power, like anger.
Right.
But really, there's like something going on, like, you know.
Hey, Gabby?
Yeah.
All right, so which place did you work at, by the way?
I'm not going to say that.
Why?
Because I don't think that's relevant. I don't want to say.
The point is that
you don't want to give shout-outs?
There's a piece.
Well, hold on a second. I'll tell you whether it's relevant or not. All right, it's not relevant. You're lucky to dodge a bullet there. Gabby coming to stage. She got manhandled by a couple older guys when she was 12 years old. Feeling bad about herself, doesn't like her dad. But don't worry, gents, that's going to translate into extra horny lap dances for you. Show you appreciate her.
Two for one for the next 5 minutes.
Jade, stage five. Businessman's lunch, blah, blah, blah.
All right, Gabby.
I told him to play corn. Yeah.
But there's a couple things. One is that whole sexual piece of you becomes dissociated from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's now re-traumatized and cut off from, it's not integrated into who you are. And then you have all these kind of conflicted feelings about men, and your boyfriend obviously represents that. So you're sort of dissociated from your sexual self. So it's time to get a little help, Gabby.
Get a little therapy and just stop locking horns with your boyfriend about who's cheating and who's not. You're not doing it. I don't trust this guy completely. Does he wear cowboy boots?
I've heard several
does
people
he?
Tell me.
Does he wear cowboy boots?
No, he does not wear.
What about wife beaters?
Several people
what kind
tell
of car
you?
Does he drive?
Several people tell you.
They tell me that usually when someone accuses you of something like that,
it's what they're
the
doing
one
themselves.
Doing. Yeah.
Sometimes.
At the very least, it's what he would do if he were in your place, probably. And so, you know, thinking like you... He figures you must.
Okay, but here's the whole deal. Gabby, don't get focused on him. Focus.
If he's like, can't trust me, I should just go.
Yes. Don't, get over it. But here's the deal. You need some therapy.
Period.
He probably does too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but stop focusing on him, okay? Shut up. That's enough. Jesus Christ. Just get some therapy. Look, you know, people are screwed up, get hooked up with people that are more screwed up than they are, so they don't have to look at themselves. It's like, hey, I found the one person that's more effed up than I am, so I can spend all my attention on them, and I'll never have to look in the goddamn mirror.
I've done it so many times. Yeah,
I was talking about myself,
too.
There
you go, me too.
All right, let's take a little break. We'll be right back with Good Charlotte after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Good Charlotte is our guest. Benji and Joel are both here.
Thank you to Benji.
From
Thank
the
you.
Band.
I was awarded an honorary doctorate from Harvard.
Well, Drew could make it. Now, like a sheriff can deputize townspeople as a doctor.
No.
Can I be junior doctor?
No. You can't do that. You're saying you're less powerful than a sheriff.
Tell your head cop.
Yes. Okay. I have no anointing powers.
The Young and the Hopeless is the name of the CD, because we're going to hear something else off of that in this 11 o'clock hour. Probably somewhere around 10 or 15 minutes from now. Henry Rollins, like I said, in here tomorrow night, and Jurassic 5 the night after that. All right, you ready to go here, Drew?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's talk to Jamie, who's 16. Jamie?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to say that Good Charlotte, oh my gosh, I love you guys. You're like... Seriously, you've changed me into a better person. You're like so intense.
Thanks, Jamie.
I feel like my life's been improved in the short time I've been here.
They've changed Adam into a better person.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The world, one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But my question was, I had sex like on a Friday with the condom and Trojan. And...
Yeah, you work for
Love
them.
Line is brought to you by Trojan.
I'm about to take a job from them where I'm helping them promote a new listen to this, flavored condom. Spearmint and peppermint flavored, where there's no plastic or latex taste.
Really?
Yeah.
But what about, what's that like in this? It's like someone porking in with a candy cane or something?
No, no minty aftertaste.
It's like I was raped Santa with toothpaste.
Santa Claus, is that you?
Santa. I've been naughty. Very naughty.
No, they're for oral sex. That's
right.
The idea.
That'll be
it's
enough to idea, buy then. That car, though, right?
Easy.
All right, Jamie.
Well, I did it on Friday, right? And then
no, so it actually meant
that. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear
that. That one actually.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. It's beautiful. I'm the voice of the Burger King. Drew's doing a peppermint
condom. I was going to ask you. I thought that was your voice in Burger King.
All right, so go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, I like that commercial too, by the way.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
Anyway.
Beat it.
Well,
it's Adam Carrot Top. It's good.
Oh,
harsh.
Oh, Carrot Top's commercials are lame. These aren't so bad.
Right. I heard you guys hang out.
Yeah. I mean, the top. Yeah. Well, we do now because we both do.
You guys and the Sprite guy.
We're both shills. Yeah, me, the 7-Up guy, and Carrot Top, we all hang out on weekends.
Carrot Top's the man. What's up?
Well, now you got Enrique Iglesias in his Doritos. All right. Anyways.
All right, go ahead. So, Jamie,
right,
yeah.
What's the deal?
Yeah. Well, then on like Saturday and today too, actually, it's just been itching a lot. And I was wondering if that's caused by the condom or what it could
probably
be.
Not, though condoms can cause an allergy. Usually it's fairly immediate. It could be that, but it's more likely to be something like a yeast infection. Really, just introducing anything can cause a yeast infection, frankly.
Because I noticed last time I used a condom too, that the same thing happened.
I understand. But
maybe it's just a coincidence. I don't know.
Well, no. And as I said, introducing anything can cause a yeast infection. So it may just be another yeast infection. However,
some people, when you have, every time you have sex, you get a yeast infection. So every time you have sex, you use a condom.
Mm-hmm.
There's three possibilities. One is it is a latex reaction. Two, it's just friction, irritation.
Oh, yeah.
And third,
How old are you, Jamie?
And third, it's a yeast infection. The condom stayed intact, right? It didn't break or anything?
No, not that I know of.
All right, because then we'd add a fourth possibility, which would be a real STD, but I doubt it.
I don't think so.
All right, so try the over-the-counter yeast cream, see if that helps out.
Okay.
Keep using good times.
So.
Keep using condoms.
Yeah.
Don't forget the peppermint spearmint.
Keep listening to our music and using condoms.
But Drew, Drew's cutting a deal with Trojan to endorse these peppermint and spearmint flavored condoms. But
they do really well at Christmas.
The only thing you need that for is that's only for oral sex, correct?
Yes, correct.
And the only time you wear a condom for oral is when you're with a prostitute.
No, you're supposed to.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, see, that's the purpose
that's
of this
it.
Campaign.
I think the whole purpose.
Turn everyone into a prostitute?
Yeah. Either that or raise awareness that everyone should be using the condom even during oral sex. I've heard they may have something for male to female, too.
Are they going to do a poster with you on a horse?
Male?
Like with a Trojan hat.
Well, he's going to be with a horse, but he's not going to be on it. The horse is going to be on Drew. It's true.
With the condom.
With the condom. And Drew with this crazy look on his face. No.
And then a little caption says, tastes like a candy cane.
It will just say, no. Be serious. It'll just say, Santa, is that you?
Yeah.
I think it's good, you know?
Drew, you're saying there's something for men?
That's what I'd heard rumor. I have not seen the products yet, though.
All right. Well, that would be good.
Well, if you really want to hit the jackpot, you'll add some sort of plaque and tartar fighter.
Yeah.
You know?
Smart.
Shizavitis. Listen, I'm going to go to these people, and I'm going to suggest that you and I get together with them and develop the condom loader.
Thank you. Tell them I don't want any money. I just want it named after me, like Jacuzzi.
The Corolla.
Yeah. No.
Corolla.
You misunderstand. I want it called Jacuzzi. No, you know what I'm saying? I want my name on it.
Yeah, Corolla.
Yeah, thank you.
It'll be called a Corolla.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
All right, you got a Corolla device, perhaps?
No,
Just Corolla.
Yeah, just the Corolla.
Smart. Michael?
The binge.
Sir.
You're 19?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I've been going out with this girl for about 6 months now.
Word.
And she only likes it anal. We've done it the regular way once. That was the first time. And during that, she asked me to do it that way, and ever since then, she doesn't really want it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if it was me, her, or...
It's what. Her. That's her. That's what she likes.
Is she a big gal?
No, not really.
Not really. Are you a small guy?
No, man.
How
dare you?
No,
well, I'm just saying, I wouldn't take that as a compliment if she was like,
that's
I
whack.
Can feel it when you're over there. But
I can't have an orgasm unless something is in my ass.
Oh, true testimonial. All right, so that's the way she likes it. Do you like it that way?
I mean, it's cool, whatever, but I prefer it the other way. But, I mean, whatever she likes is cool with me. As long as she's satisfied, it's all good.
All right, well, why don't you tell her, though, maybe that...
say, baby, baby.
Say this for a special occasion.
Well, let's mix it up a little, baby.
Yeah. Holidays, Easter, things like that.
I've hinted it or whatever. It's like, you know, hey, have this.
So I've heard about this other way that they got. That the kids are doing it.
Yeah. Hey, did you see that article in Cosmo? There's this other hole they found.
Did you leave like a porn laying around? Oh, look at what they're doing.
This doctor found a second hole. They called. Apparently, it's the one babies come out of.
This is disgusting.
I was just talking to some friends, and anyway, Kurt said maybe we should try that hole.
Kurt.
I mean, if you don't want it, that's cool. Yeah. You got to hint around.
Oh, boy. Start leaving statistics laying around, you know?
Yeah. Boy, does my dork smell. Wonder what that is. Well, anyway. How do you want your eggs?
What's for dinner, yeah.
All right. Don't be scared to tell her what you want. That's.
I mean, you guys. You obviously don't have that open of a relationship if you can't talk about it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
Just ask to have
can't
a
talk about
penis
how you like
it. Put her anus, but aside from that, they're very
an old fashioned relationship.
Yeah, very old fashioned, very closed down, very Victorian. Victorian.
That's right.
Yeah, of course, it has to come off. It's like,
Kim.
Oh my God.
You're 19. Oh, what's up?
What is my life degenerated into?
I actually have two.
That's going to cost extra.
In August, I fell from a zip line, and I broke my pelvis.
A zip line?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like a rope that's connected, like, from, like, a tree.
With the pulley?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I, like, lost my grip, and I fell, and I landed on my right side.
Were you supposed to make it to the lake kind of thing? And
actually, it was, like, homemade, and it was just down to the ground.
Just down to the ground?
Yeah.
And how high were you when you lost your grip?
20 feet.
Wasn't James West the only one that ever traveled on those things?
So you made your...
Yes, he started the whole zipline thing, and then James Bond, and then any guy named James used that as the main form of transportation. They're hard to figure out, those things.
When I was 10, a pulley fell on my head.
Oof.
A pulley fell on your head from where?
I hooked it up to the clothesline.
Oh,
we found this old thing in the
woods or something.
You know, like the garbage and
big pulley.
And this big, like, 20-pound pulley. We hooked it up to the clothesline.
And it fell on your head? Is that what happened?
I was the first one to try it. I'll try it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Fell right on my
head.
There
you go. Yeah. A career in punk. Career in rock now.
Kim?
Yeah.
All right, so you broke your pelvis.
Yeah, and so I'm on crutches for 3 months. And, like, I can stand and everything. I'm supposed to be, like, non-weight-bearing on my right side because that's where it broke most of
me. Oh, so do you know what part of the pelvis you broke?
I broke the right side, and they had to pin and plate it, and then I broke the front part.
The pubic ramus?
Yeah.
The ramus broke, and then the sort of the pelvic, the sort of fin on the side of the pelvis cracked, right?
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
And, like, I can stand on it and everything, and it's okay.
How long were you in bed for?
About 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's that hurts.
Yeah, it kind of sucked really bad.
Yeah. Oh,
I would have hated to have been there. I would have been laughing, and then eventually I would have stopped laughing, and then it would have been like, oh, no, you were screaming bloody murder, right?
Actually, I just slept a lot.
No.
When it happened.
Your boyfriend's name isn't Joe, is it?
No. Actually, I didn't cry. I don't know. There was people around, and I have, like, a high tolerance for pain.
Good.
Wow.
That's noble. Yeah. So, anyway, you want to know when you can have sex?
Yeah.
Tonight.
No, it's going to be at least 6 weeks, I would think. You're going to have to ask the...
It's been 6 weeks.
Has it been 6 weeks now?
Yeah, it was August 10th.
And you're 3 months on non-weight-bearing, right?
Right.
Wow.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Do you have a guy in mind? One of the orderlies?
Wouldn't that be nice? No.
You got a boyfriend, though?
Yeah.
The man's servant.
Really?
I think it was the last guy.
Well, also, couldn't you sort of see how it...
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd have to try sort of positioning yourself. But I would talk to the orthopedist. I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
For sure, 6 weeks, for sure. But beyond that, I'm not
sure. How old are you?
She's 19.
You got plenty of years ahead of you. Just take your time.
Oh, yeah.
At 19, you got to wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
my other question was, like, earlier you were talking about this girl, and she was, like, hospitalized when she was, like, 5 or something.
Yes.
And, like, now she's, like, helpless or whatever.
Yes.
But I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 16.
Wow.
And, like, ever since then, during my whole time in the hospital and all my treatments and everything, I was really passive, and I just let him do whatever, you know, to get it done.
Right.
And, like, ever since then, I've kind of been passive, and, like, I don't really say no. I don't know. I have, like, a hard time saying no.
Well, it's interesting. That imagine if that had happened to you when you were 8, how sort of ingrained into your makeup would become. You're 5 in her case.
Are you doing all right now?
Yeah, I go and see the doctors all tomorrow.
But at your age, at least you have a sort of an insight and an observation of how passive you become. You got to sort of learn your way out of that.
But she's like, she's so passive, she wouldn't hang on to the rope.
So passive, she wouldn't complain about the misery she was in. She was taken. I wonder what the cancer was. What, no?
She's gone now, isn't she?
No, you're fine.
All right.
Kim, what kind of cancer was it?
Hand cancer.
It was acute lymphomic leukemia.
Lymphocytic leukemia.
Yeah, lymphocytic.
Wow, at 16, that's old for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and how's that doing?
I had it for 2 months.
Are you all right now?
So you had the whole brain radiation and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was like August 30th of this year was like 1 year off treatment for me.
You're doing okay?
I am.
It's a curable cancer.
All right.
Thank you. Congratulations. Goodness.
All right, Kim.
Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Good job.
All right, thanks.
Good times.
So probably what, she probably was at risk for, she may have had some bone density problems.
Rest that pelvis, too.
Yeah.
Cancer treatment.
Yeah. She was a little weakened, and then she took the spill off the zip line. And zip line's one of those things that seems like the world's greatest idea, but there's two things that can happen. Either you can let go when it's at the top, or you could not let go and just go blasting into whatever it's tied to.
Yeah.
You got to have it hanging over a lake or something.
Who the hell gets a zip line? Where do you get them?
She just take a piece of rope, thread a pulley through it.
Yeah.
Then put a piece of rope through the pulley and hang on to the pulley and just.
What are you doing Saturday? Let's hook up a zip line.
Thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't hook it up. You know, that was a guy's work.
Yes, yeah.
Felicia?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the other loser on the phone, Anthony.
All right, Anthony.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing much.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what the song Wondering was really about.
Loser.
Wait, I'm really confused. The two voices just came up.
Yeah, just answer the question. The other two animals say just beat it, too.
Okay, it's about my dog.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love dogs.
How's it about your dog?
Well, figure it out. Read the lyrics, buddy. Beat it.
Yeah.
No, really.
No, that's hardcore. That's hardcore.
Punk now.
No.
This guy's on hold for 102 minutes, and you told him to beat it. That's hardcore. And don't apologize and don't backpedal. Don't go, no, seriously, that's cool. But that's not hardcore. You don't care. Let me tell you what hardcore is. You don't spit on the audience and then go wipe it off their face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You spit on them.
Let's hear another song.
Yeah, that'd be hardcore.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. That's not hardcore, Drew.
No, it's on the heels of them sort of establishing themselves again. Yeah.
All right. You guys don't want us to play this song because you don't care about moving product.
Only sellouts play songs on the radio.
Right.
We don't want our music on the radio.
You don't want this played, right?
Corporate radio.
But we're going to play it. We're going to play it anyway.
I'm pissed.
I know.
Well, if you were going to play a song, I really wouldn't want you to play the title track, The Young and the Hopeless.
All right. Just because you said that. Sorry, man, but I'm a rebel myself.
Dude, you're such an a-hole.
And I'm going to play
this
Young
and, really stinks.
And Hopeless.
I'm not afraid to die.
Good Charlotte, everybody. We did The Young and the Hopeless, name of the CD.
That really sucked.
Yeah, man.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry we had to play it, man. But your record rep made me do it. It's cool, right? The band's original plan was to never leave their parents' garage and just have neighbors come
it
by
all
and
backfired,
watch once
like
in a
the
while.
Strokes.
Yeah. Charles?
Yeah.
You're 20?
I am.
What's up?
First off, honor to talk to the two of you, Adam and Drew.
Great.
Just been burning in my mind. I heard on NPR or some, it wasn't mainstream media, but a guy in South Africa basically invented the equivalent to your condom speed loader.
South African. Correct. Is it called the Corolla or just Corolla?
No.
Doesn't seem to probably be working that well.
El Corolla. How does it work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, the way I understood it was all self-contained within the wrapper. The condom is in some type of frame that basically made it one quick motion to put it on.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't think that'll, because you don't want to compete with condom manufacturers. You want them to use your product. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want them to be able to roll their thing in, just right. Vroom, pow, lands on.
Yeah.
You set it up night before or something.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have a great interest in any of this, but
I think it actually would serve a useful function.
I don't know.
I'm
there's
done
an old
trying to save
saying.
Humanity.
What happened to old fashioned way of just, well, there's an old saying, practice makes perfect.
That's
right. I agree. Hey, Charles?
That's the other side of this.
Thanks for the info.
It's true, though, that, you know, in South Africa, it's nothing but AIDS running around there. So,
that's why I invented it.
Yeah. All right.
That makes sense.
Doing well, then.
There, Charles. Thanks for calling, huh?
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Charles.
Peace out.
All right, let's talk.
Wait, commercial. I mean, a break.
Oh, we got to take a commercial break. You can call the commercial, Drew. Yeah. I know what's coming. Well. When we come back, we'll talk to Chris, who's 14. He has man boobs. You want to know how we can get rid of them?
Bonesy.
We're just going to ask him about smoking weed.
You bet.
Benji and Big Bad Joel are here.
Thanks, Drew.
From Good Charlotte. We'll take a quick break. Thank you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yo, everybody. I'm Adam.
Yo.
Joel and Benji both here from Good Charlotte. You guys were pretty pissed about us playing their song last break.
Thanks a lot.
And we had to coax them both back into the studio because they tore up the lobby pretty good.
Threw the TV out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, enough.
Hey, Anderson, seriously, I don't want these guys to flip on me, man. Hey, I got to sit in the studio with these mother effers, you understand? I don't want them cracking my skull. Sorry, guys.
It's all right, man.
It's okay.
Just give me a second.
They just wanted to make sure that nobody heard the song, even if you enjoyed the song, would not go out
and
buy that
really
CD.
We really don't want anyone going out and buying the record, which came out Tuesday.
Right, The Young and the Hopeless.
And it's in stores now.
Right.
It's actually on sale.
It's on sale. And you could probably get it. You could get it, buy it online, too, as well.
At our website.
On the website, which is,
if you buy it, I'll find out.
GoodCharlotte.com.
GoodCharlotte.com. Yeah. They're going to keep track of each one. Every person who buys your album and come after them personally.
Coming to your house.
Yeah. So unless you want the band to show up at your house, I wouldn't buy that album, right?
Did I mention we have a clothing company?
That's right.
Don't buy that either.
Don't buy any of that. Chris?
Hi.
You're 14?
Yes, I am.
You got them man boobs?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How much do you weigh?
Maybe 95.
Yeah.
So you're not overweight. And how long you had this for?
About 2 to 3 months.
Do you use any marijuana?
Well, I did once.
But you don't smoke pot.
That was on April 20th, so.
Okay.
April 20th. All right. You got it in your date book?
At 6 o'clock.
Smoke pot. 4:30 p.m. April 20th.
4:20.
No, I just said 4:30 like it was in a state book.
It's very common for this to happen between the age of 13 and 15, and the reason is your adrenal glands are producing estrogenic types of hormones that begin to sort of flood your system before the testosterone is adequately raised. So
it's because I'm like immature or what?
It's a part of the onset of puberty for some men. And usually they go away after about 15 or so.
It's fine.
It's all right.
It's all right there, Chris.
It'll be all right, man. Just hang in there, man. Just start getting some clothes that complement the thing and you'll get through it.
Right.
Low neck, plunging neck.
Training
neck
bra. A nice blouse, something flowing, something vertical stripe.
No.
peasant's blouse.
Hey, but
no, you'll be fine,
you'll
Chris.
You'll be all right, man.
Is there any way to, like, accelerate them to go away?
No, really not.
Drew, what would you do as a guy entering puberty?
I feel bad for the kid.
I do too. I would exercise and keep my body fat at a minimum.
You would. Yeah. So
push-ups.
Is a guy who's entering puberty, start lifting weights?
Yeah, because that raises testosterone levels a little bit.
Little weightlifting, yeah. that incredibly heavy weights.
No, and not go crazy with it. But
just start hitting a little weights, exercise, a little more protein.
More protein, keep your total body fat.
I was real chubby.
Yeah.
I was a chubby kid.
The man boob.
It was baby fat. I don't know.
You definitely didn't.
It was after I went through, I guess, puberty when I was like 18 or 19, it just kind of went away.
It's really weird. Like, I was watching the E! True Hollywood Story tonight, and I was looking at Marlon Brando, pictures of him when he was 11, 12, and 13, you know, and it was like, here he is. He's this fresh-faced, little skinny kid. I just think, boy, with the changes, the human body. I mean, I don't know. You know, you look at the animal kingdom, it's like alligators, giraffes, zebras. They just seem to get bigger. And then eventually they fall over.
Yeah.
But they sort of look the same. Like, zebra comes out looking like a mini zebra, then it looks like a medium-sized zebra, and then it's just a zebra, and then it dies.
Yeah,
you don't go, look at that old fat zebra, look at that Marlon Brando zebra. Marlon Brando, in his life, he goes from this infant that just looked like a little ball of gush, can tell him from any other one, then he looks like this spry little 8-year-old, then he's this incredibly handsome 20, 30-year-old guy.
Now he's Brando.
Like child stars.
Right. Like, what? Now he's this big, fat, reclusive, like, a guy with the hair's missing, and he's got half a mustache, and he's mumbling. And
is he still alive? It's like that one Backstreet
He
boy.
May still be alive, yeah. And technically still alive. Right.
Is that wrong to ask?
No, it's okay.
No, but you'd hear it if he died. But
people are coming for you.
But the point is, what other animal goes through that kind of, you know, do dolphins go through that?
No, could you imagine what that dolphin's going to look like when it grows up?
Yeah, it's going to look exactly like it looks now. It's going to weigh 80 pounds more.
That's right.
What other animal does this, I ask you?
Monkeys?
Monkeys can. Gorillas do.
Yeah, gorillas
are cute little things, and then they become the orangutans. Totally different.
No.
They
get hairy. No. Bigger.
Go look at that one at the LA Zoo with the. There's one that's.
Oh, the big jowls?
The big face coming
out.
The
one that looks like Marlon Brando?
That's the one. The Marlon Brando orangutan.
Well, that's true. They get like gray and they get.
They get totally different. Totally different. And the little monkey. Look. There you go.
You guys know a lot about monkeys.
Okay.
Primates.
Okay.
Primates.
See, Drew always cramps on my huge points. I have these breakthroughs.
Hang in there, kid. Hang in there.
Squats a big load right on my beautiful points. Julie?
Yeah.
But still not dolphins, right?
Not dolphins.
All right. Julie, you're 35.
Yes.
Hey, Julie.
I just had some questions. My daughter, stays up all night in her room, I thought for 2 nights, and then it's like the next day, or she just wants to sleep all the time and won't go to school.
Oh, boy.
And it's just, like, grouchy. Really.
How old is she?
She's 14.
What do you mean won't go to school?
She won't wake up to go to school.
Don't you want to get that evaluated?
Yeah, I do.
Where's Dad? Dad must not be around.
Oh, Dad is basically, he's on drugs himself.
Okay, so she has a history of addiction in her family. So there's about a 50% probability that that's what we're dealing with, just with that history.
Also, she could just be really angry about Dad and depressed.
But there's a 50-50 chance that she's got that gene going. And when anybody with that genetic history, if in fact she has it, starts behaving strangely, you got to think.
Yeah, there's a 50-50 chance of her having that gene, but only a 25% chance of her actually being into dope out of the 50%. See what I'm saying, Julie?
Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah. I didn't know if I should take her somewhere or.
Yeah, well,
where's drug addict daddy?
Out and about.
Well, I would just tell her, you need to get out more.
Not living at home?
Yeah, she's here now.
No.
Listen, she's 14.
I'm trying to figure out drug addict dad. Yes, I will, but would you listen to me for a second?
Uh-huh.
You're the husband, her dad?
Yeah.
He's out and about.
Yeah, he's not at the home anymore. He's just out running wherever he's at.
Are you still married to him?
No.
So he's...
Oh, okay, so he's gone.
Is he out of the... Hold on, let me talk to her. Is he out of the state?
I have no idea.
Okay, but don't give me that. The out and about answer sounds like you ran down to the corner to grab a six pack.
True.
All right, Julie. So you, no contact with him whatsoever.
No.
Okay. What's your daughter's name?
Jackie.
All right, put Jackie on. Wake her up. Put her on the phone.
Hold on.
It's nighttime. She's up.
Oh yeah. Hey, Jackie.
Hello.
Hold on. Speaking of Jackie, that reminds me. I gotta take care of business when I get home. Julie. I mean, hello. Jackie.
This is Jackie.
Yeah. So you're 14?
Yeah, I'm 14.
You're a little depressed, are you?
I guess.
Yeah.
Angry.
Angry?
What's happening that you're
confused?
Not going to school?
I'm going to school.
Well, that you don't get out of bed on sometimes when your mom tries to wake you up.
Yeah.
How come?
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know.
You're freaked out now, I know, because you're on the radio and stuff. You doing any drugs?
No, I don't do drugs.
Yeah, sure. Your mom's standing right there holding a rolling pin. Of course, I wouldn't do drugs either if my Julie was there holding a rolling pin. But listen, Jackie, here's what I want to say overall.
Uh-huh.
Because we're not going to get to the bottom of what you're doing and all this kind of stuff with Mama hanging by the radio. Here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
You're probably a little angry at your father.
You should
be angry at your father because he abandoned the family. And that doesn't mean... That doesn't mean you're a bad person. I know that's the way it feels in a way, like, well, you could have done something. It means he's a bad guy.
Right.
It's all to do with him.
Nothing to do
Zero
with
him. You know, it's like a war. It's like an American guy kills a Japanese guy in World War II. Nothing personal.
Yep.
Just firing a gun, that's his job. It's not that he hated his family or anything. This is it. Your dad's a bad guy. He's gone. Now... Don't punish your mom for your dad being a bad guy.
Don't punish yourself.
And don't punish yourself, but especially your mom. Your mom, I know you're getting you got a lot of anger, you got a lot of feelings, you guys argue a lot. Your mom loves you. She's trying to do what's best for you.
You're on the same side.
Trying to take care of you. She hung in. She's the parent that stuck by you.
Yeah, I know.
Your dad took off. He took the easy route. Your mom, she stood by you. She's done the best she could with you. She's calling our show because she's concerned about you. Please understand that your mom loves you and she's trying to do some good for you.
Yeah.
And please help her help you.
But don't
thank you. That's good enough.
Take a little Vicodin tonight. Take some codeine. Smoke a little heroin.
Drew, please, no.
But, Jackie, don't screw up now. Listen, don't miss school. Don't get so depressed that you put yourself into a hole that you can't get out of. You're sort of on the launching pad of life right now.
I covered the whole thing, Drew.
Yeah, but she's setting up a trajectory. But my point is, go the next step. Don't just crap on yourself and your mom. Go ahead and take care of yourself. If you are depressed, get treatment, get looked at. Get things taken care of so you can get on that launching pad and have a nice liftoff.
What's with dads?
They suck.
They're just horrible.
Yeah, don't be scared to go talk to someone, you know?
Here's the part that really angers me about the dads is they never really get punished. Mm-mm. And instead of having kids that hate their guts and resent them their whole life, all they have is these daughters who long...
Idealize them
and long for them. And they become these horrible teenagers, and they sit there and scream at their poor moms who are like, have been working two jobs and trying to take care of them.
I was there, I did it.
And they just,
so your dad took off?
Yeah, our dad took off when we were about 14.
Nope.
Just vanished.
He finally left
fully when we were 16. I guess, like late 15, early 16, like he took off for good. Totally didn't know where I went. Still don't know to this day. Haven't seen him, talked to him. And, I mean, he's given me about 75% of my subject matter to write about songs. So that's a good thing. But other than that, it was pretty much all bad that came with it. And it took me, I was hard on my mom. You know, she's the same situation as Jackie and Julie.
Would you crap on her because you felt she was somehow, should have protected you from that?
No, we
were just
angry.
Think about
it. I just hated everyone. Yeah. I hated every kid that had a dad, every kid that, you know, I was just pissed at everyone.
So your guy's dad just split
Christmas Eve,
16.
Got in a fight with my mom finally the last time. And
16 years old. You guys are 16.
Yeah, I guess we're 16.
Yeah, 16.
All right, and this guy had been around from 0 to 16.
At 14, he left twice. Our mom, she's got lupus.
Oh, really?
So that was all he started. I guess that was a big frustration for him. So when things got really bad, when she'd go in the hospital and stuff,
he eventually bailed. Yeah. And if not, no contact since.
Not at all.
He's not made an effort.
You know what? When finally it took, like, by the time when he left, finally when we were 16, it took by the time when I was 20. for the courts to finally give my mom a divorce.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a man and go to court with my mom and try to, like, support her. Mm-hmm. And I saw him then, and he was, like, as far as, like, right here, and he walked by and didn't say anything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it.
Man, see, guys...
Don't
but
do
I think
that.
He also
guys do not grow
I think
up.
He
hey,
felt,
you guys.
I think he felt like a because we got when he left, we got evicted from our house and our
look,
whole family
he's a
just
shameful
fell apart.
Prick. So but don't whatever you guys do, do not grow up to be that.
Oh
you know
no,
I mean?
No,
do not be that to women.
My whole goal in life. I mean, I really love what I'm doing. I love you know punk rock. I love rock and roll. I love being in band touring. But my whole goal in life is to have kids
and not sell records. Remember that?
Yeah. Don't buy a record. Don't buy a record.
Don't do it.
Wow.
Because you got to be freed up to go raise a family.
I could not imagine raising you two beautiful children.
We had four kids. My brothers.
Bouncing baby boys. And how are they doing? The
brother and sister. We all have our own share of, like, you know.
They're great, though.
They're great, great people. You know, they've turned into really great
older
people.
Older or younger?
I mean, if you met
older
my,
brother, younger
if
sister.
If you met my brother and my sister, everyone says this to me. That he is the best guy. She's the best girl I've ever met. You know, like,
really
the,
nice.
they're just the best people.
They can be great people and still have.
We've all got our problems, you know.
Right.
We're lucky enough to have
I'd suggest therapy for them, and they don't listen to me. But, you know, I have therapy in my own songwriting. It's very, like, a big
I suggest therapy for myself. Yeah. I just don't, I'm not willing to pay
for Binge, too. He needs
I'm
to go.
Just kidding.
Drew, I suggested therapy for Drew. He said, all right. And then he suggested it for me. And I said, fine. And we pay for each other's therapy.
See, my problem is I want to go to the lady on The Sopranos, but she's not available for some reason.
Let's take ourselves a little break. Good Charlotte, our guest tonight. See, that's what I love about this show.
Yeah.
You're heading down one path and
boom.
Then pow.
Pow.
Heading down another. Let's take ourselves a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, hey everybody.
This
it's
is
Love
groovy.
Line. I'm Adam. What's Benji and Joel
music?
Are both here from
music.
Good Charlotte.
Yes, we are.
I'd give you the name of the CD, but you'd probably do a foolhardy thing like go out and buy it.
The Young and the Helpless? No.
That would
on
make
sale,
these guys
no.
angry. We don't
on sale
that.
At Best Buy.
Yeah, here's the problem with you guys buying the CD is these guys might get a taste of that financially, and they don't want to do that because they don't want to lose their cred or their edge.
Their street cred, man.
Their street cred. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
You found your dad's porno stash?
Yeah, I did.
Good times.
What's it consist of?
Good times.
It was younger girls. Well, we just got back from a trip from Italy, so I think he got them there.
Yeah. Mm. Well, listen, all porn consists of younger girls, because you don't want to be staring at your old wife.
Eric, how did that make you feel?
How young are we talking about here?
How many?
How are you looking at them right now, dude?
How young? You know, it's not, like, super young. You know, it's just, you know, can't believe they're 18, stuff like that.
All right.
Like, what are some of the captions?
I don't know.
I was playing, man. You don't have to read.
The whole family went to Europe, went to Italy?
Yeah, we're a wealthy family, and I was just, I'm just...
Oh, well.
Thanks for rubbing that in there. Say, could you...
No,
who cares?
We're a wealthy family.
Say, could you loan me a couple bucks?
That's fine. Eric.
Yeah.
I don't know if your dad got this from... Here's the whole thing. Since 9/11, the whole transporting of porn has gone way down. Like, normally, if I was going to go out of town and do something for a week, I'd pack a few porn mags or video. But now, since I get strip raped at the airport every time I go through security, I have to watch him pull out the jugs and the D Cup magazines. I swear to Christ, this is now the terrorists have won because I sit home and I go, I'm going to be in New York for a whole week. I got to bring some porn, and then it's like I fast forward to meet the airport with the chick pulling all the stuff out of the handbag and going.
So, Eric, basically, you found your dad's porn, and you're worried that your mom's not holding up her end of the deal.
Yeah, and I know Drew's a family man. I'm just wondering if this is, like, totally wild.
Wow, I was right. I guess that was right.
No. No, it's not unusual for married people, even well into their marriage.
I'll tell you what.
Wait, your mom's in the porn.
Wait, but to masturbate and or to have porno or to do it to have porno together, to look at that together.
I'll tell you what's unusual. It's just that 16-year-old males would... call the show and be weird out. So you're making this, either you're making this
up,
Eric.
No.
I don't even believe him.
No, wait. No, I'm not making it up.
I do, I believe him.
Why are you doing this? Why do you care?
You rich kids.
No, because the kids freak out when they first realize their parents are human beings.
At 16?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm with you there, Eric. You know, I'd be freaked out too.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird.
It's weird.
Are you worried more about your dad or your mom?
Well, kind of for my mom. I mean, my dad's, I don't know. I'm not worried about him.
You feel like
pansy?
Well, what do you mean you're not? Why? You don't like your dad?
No, I love my dad. I love my parents. I mean, we're totally healthy family. My sister's at a great college, and we're just
Let me grill this kid for a minute. How did you find his porn collection?
I was looking for a skate video they took of mine.
A skate video?
Skateboarding.
And you came across, is it, we're talking about video or magazines here now?
He's got a skate fetish.
I found his magazine.
Magazine.
Why did they take your skate video?
I was watching it too much.
No, that's healthy.
At 16.
Why aren't you going out and, like, playing sports and trying to bang cheerleaders and stuff?
I'm doing all that. I'm just fitting in some...
Hey, there's nothing wrong with skateboarding.
Yeah,
skate
right.
on. Skate or die.
You're watching a video so much that your parents take it from you?
How much? Once a day?
At 16?
They're kind of conservative. They're in... Yeah.
Are they kind of hokey? Is that what you're saying?
You're religiously oriented?
No, we're Jewish. Not that religious, though.
All right. Hey, Eric, don't worry about it. Dad's got porn. That's fine.
All right, that's fine. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about.
Guaranteed.
It's a matter of opinion.
You go to a good college.
I love the show, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Eric. Take care.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Just that's completely the work of a Jewish family, that confiscate the 16-year-old skate video.
You're watching it too much.
Herschel, you've been watching this. You're neglecting your studies.
Well, the other part is that...
Good.
This is a sign of an intrusive, idealizing, fused kind of family system where the idea of them being people and having sexual urges, like, no, I can't stand it.
I know. The Jews are great in the sense that, you know, of course they're going to Europe. They're going to Europe with the family. This is like...
They're wealthy.
This is great. I mean, for you guys, for me... For my Screwball Valley friends, this is bizarre fantasy. When I had a handful of Jewish friends, and the rest of them were guys like Chris and Ray, and you know they would say stuff like, "What'd you do over the summer?" And I'd be like, "We made these things called Polish cannons. We put tennis balls in them, and we'd pour lighter fluid in it. We'd fire them at queers." And they were like, "What'd you do?" "Went on a cruise with my family." We're like, "What's a cruise? Your family's still together?" Wait a minute, you all go on the same boat?
We never left.
What?
Never left Washington, D.C. until we got to
Mexico. It's like crazy fantasy. It's like, well, first we flew to New York. You all got on the same plane. Who paid for this? Why?
You stayed in a hotel?
You guys stayed in a hotel?
Dude, like, did you stay? Did you
crazy outer space. They could have just said, if they'd said, oh, we made a time machine, we went back, we traveled back in a time, and we tried to kill Hitler's mom, we would have been, all right, hey, that sounds cool.
Did you use the
Polish cannon to try to kill her?
Yo, when we first got signed and we started traveling, I used to save everything from the hotels, the soaps, the shampoos, because I thought it was like, whoa, amazing.
Oh, amazing. I would go to my Jewish friend's house, and I'd see a picture of them on top of some mountain in Switzerland, and the whole family with their arm around each other, and like the helicopter in the background. I'd be like, would you guys, that blue screen? How did you do that? They airbrushed that mountain in?
It's like, we did that at Six Flags, didn't
no,
we?
No, we're in Europe. I was like, oh my God.
Our vacation
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
Still can't imagine
Ocean
it, by
City,
the way.
Man. Once Ocean a year City. To Kings Dominion.
Is that your buddy that became the record executive? Remember that guy? Wasn't he on record?
Oh,
the man.
No. But look, the Jewish people I knew went on. Now here's the trade-off. Their parents don't leave them alone. Here's the deal with the Jews. It's like, we took you on the cruise. Now we get to take your skate video.
And go through your drawers.
My parents are like, hey, I made the Polish cannon. You want the skate video? Get the F out of here. You couldn't take it. Although we wouldn't have the skate video. We wouldn't have a VCR. But the point is
if
we had one, it would.
You had beta.
So you got to pay the Jews back. That's the way the Jews work. We took you on this trip. Now you owe us. We sent you to college, Drew.
Now you owe me. You owe me.
All right. Let's go back to the phone. As you guys know how the Jews work now?
Yeah.
And listen, you anti-defamation a-holes who have been calling... I love the Jews. They got it worked out. The family stay together. The kids go to college. Everyone loves
Jewish.
Each other. But there's a little price to pay. Nothing's free. That cruise ain't free. Mark?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah, 23.
What's up, Marky Mark?
Hey, first off, good Charlotte. Love you guys. Saw you guys in Salt Lake. My friend Chris Wilson is your new drummer.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, I graduated with high school, Murray High School.
Awesome.
Yeah, you guys are far from sellouts, but my question goes to Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is currently on the pill right now.
Which one? You don't know. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. What's the question?
And she says it makes her emotional, belligerent, and she does. She gets upset and things. But the question I have is, she wants to go on to the patch.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, what the difference is and maybe the side effects between the two.
The side effects are about the same, but it depends on which pill she's on. And since you don't know that, I can't really tell you. Generally, yes, the pill can make a woman more moody, and particularly women that already sort of have what we call affective instability, that tend to be kind of depressed or irritable or rageful, they get kind of worse. In some women, and more commonly, the higher levels of progesterone tend to be associated with that kind of irritability. So the patch has both estrogen and progesterone, so she should be okay. Presumably, she's on a pill right now that has predominantly progesterone.
All right.
That's a caring boyfriend.
What's that have to do with the Jews vacationing?
Yeah, we didn't sell out.
Yeah, yeah, that's an important thing we learned from that call. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. And this band's here. I'm not even going to say their name. We'll be back.
We're on during commercials.
We've said this every night.
Benji and Joel.
We're going to have the love line, the commercial breaks.
So yeah. The outtakes.
I get fired up. I get fired up, that's all. Good Charlotte, everybody. The Young and the Hopeless, name of the CD. Guys, it was a pleasure.
Can I just say to the radio world, the people listening right now, just to make my confession that, you know what? You two men sitting before me today taught me more than my father ever did, and that the reason that I don't have any STDs right now is because of this show.
Thank you.
And I've been listening since I was in high school.
We are moved.
Good for you, Benj. Good for you.
A pleasure.
Joel, on the other hand, hates the show.
We're glad you guys are fans of the show. We were glad you're on the show, and we're glad this band is so successful, and you come back anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will.
Thank you. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
What? This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.